Mayor Bill Peduto has called Pittsburgh's financial situation, quote, grim but solvable. As 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports, part of his solution involves working with foundations in new ways and increasing grant funding coming into the city.
Lee Halverson is the Deputy Chief of Staff for Economic Development in the Peduto administration, and on one wall of her office is a row of pink Post-it notes with different dollar amounts written on them.
$440,000 from the foundations this year to support our Bureau of Neighborhood Empowerment, $200,000 from the National League of Cities for our Healthy Together campaign, $75,000 from for our Green and Healthy Homes initiative.
Here's another set of numbers. $2.7 million in increased healthcare costs, $11.4 million more in pension costs, and $2 million in higher debt service payments. As the city struggles to address such obligations and emerge from Act 47 status, it still wants to pursue initiatives that improve quality of life. That's where grants and Halverson's row of pink Post-it notes come in.
We have three dedicated staff for grant officers, and before this administration, there was one.
Sam Ashbaugh is Peduto's budget director. He says the move effectively triples the city's capacity to pursue grant funding, and it also helps on the compliance end.
That's usually a major challenge for a lot of organizations. It's easy to go out, not easy, but a lot of times there's a lot of grant opportunities out there, but the challenge is effectively managing them to comply with the grantor terms and conditions.
The city will spend $125,000 over the next 3 years on a software program called eCivis. It will track grants from start to finish and replace the spreadsheets the city is currently using. Grants officer Melanie Ondeck explains.
The eCivis software will actually integrate really nicely with the financial system that we already use for the back end of our grants. So this new software will not only work with that, but it's going to has a really awesome research component that's going to help us be really, really proactive about the priorities.
One of those priorities is getting every child in Pittsburgh signed up for health care, either through the state-run Children's Health Insurance Program or Medicaid.
All right. Thanks for coming out today in support of Healthy Together and getting enrolled here in Pittsburgh. My name is Patrick Dowd.
Patrick Dowd is the executive director of Allies for Children, one of the city's partners in the Healthy Together campaign. He's speaking to a group of parents in a basement playroom at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh for an outreach event organized by the left-leaning advocacy group Moms Rising. It's estimated that around 2,000 kids in Pittsburgh are uninsured, but the tough part is finding them. The city is doing outreach at libraries, community college campuses, and even toy distribution events organized by the Salvation Army. The $230,000 the city received from the National League of Cities is helping pay for that outreach. All told, the city of Pittsburgh has received $35 million in grant funding this year. Most of that comes from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in the form of a $30 million Choice Neighborhoods grant for Larimer, which was initially applied for under the Ravenstahl administration. But most of the awards are smaller, such as the $440,000 the city received from five local foundations to help fund the Bureau of Neighborhood Empowerment, which is charged with working in communities that have, quote, seen history of disinvestment and neglect. The Heinz endowments kicked in $100,000 to help pay half of the Bureau's salaries for 2 years. President Grant Oliphant says while it's somewhat unusual for foundations to pay actual salaries, it does happen.
And when we do it, we're very explicit that this is a 1 to 3 year arrangement, and then we do not do it after that because it's really up to government to decide whether it can fund it.
Oliphant says supporting the Bureau is about helping the city address two issues that align with the Heinz Endowment's goals.
One was to get into education issues.
Because, as Oliphant puts it,
there's probably no more important issue for the future of Pittsburgh than what happens with our public schools. So that was one piece. And the other piece was a stronger connection to community itself and looking at the neighborhood level and being able to engage the community differently than the mayoral office typically does.
Oliphant calls the combination of Peduto and Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, quote, an exciting constellation, and says they're approaching the foundations differently than any other local leaders in recent history.
I think the tendency typically is to treat foundations as buckets of money rather than the sort of intellectual and value resources that they really are.
Again, City Budget Director Sam Ashbaugh.
In recent years, the foundation community hasn't been part or welcomed into City Hall, and we've really opened up the doors to say we're here and we want to work with you on a number of areas of mutual importance.
Those areas include economic development, environmental protection, and education. It may sound cliche to say that it's an exciting time to be in Pittsburgh, but Oliphant says it with such a genuine enthusiasm that one can't help but believe him. He thinks the city is on the verge of greatness.
There is a willingness to move forward. There's a willingness to take on big ideas. And that should get us into big questions of urban planning, urban design, the ways in which we help neighborhoods that are developing benefit the people who live there and not just the people who are moving in.
Oliphant says Pittsburgh is poised to play a role in creating the city of the future, something that's not lost on the National Foundation community.
It used to be that I had to bring up Pittsburgh and make Pittsburgh's case. They actually bring Pittsburgh up to me now. And I've had several experiences in recent weeks where actually they bring Pittsburgh up and they bring Mayor Peduto up and they talk about the changes in the city and how exciting it is.
Oliphant says he's not really looking to make small incremental changes, and he suspects that Peduto and Fitzgerald aren't either. But he also recognizes that change doesn't happen all at once.
Sometimes you got to put one foot in front of the other and begin making change for people to see that possibility actually can be realized. And that we can create something even better than what we have.
So grants officers such as Melanie Ondeck will continue to look for ways, big and small, to create something better, especially in Pittsburgh's most historically marginalized neighborhoods. She says they recently submitted a 3-year, $40,000 grant application to the lawn care company Scotts, a joint initiative with the urban agriculture nonprofit Grow Pittsburgh.
We're looking to use that for an edible community garden in the Hill District's former MLK baseball field, which has been sort of a vacant nuisance property over the past few years.
It's difficult to compare the city's grant revenue year over year because the process from application to award can take a long time. So while it's not yet evident that the Peduto administration is actually bringing in more grant money, it is clear that they're trying to do just that. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.